Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon joins us. I'm Kat Cullen. Excited to see what we get to watch this week. We are, first of all, turning our attention to Netflix and royalty with The Crown. Susie, what have you found?
Very good. Hello, Kat. I can't do the accent when I say royalty. That's right. The Crown is coming out this week. It's the final season that is coming out in two parts. The first four episodes come out this week on Wednesday, and the following and final six will be released on 14th of December. So The Crown from season one to season six has followed Queen Elizabeth's reign from her wedding in 1947 until the early 21st century. So season six is set between 1997 and 2005, and that means that, of course, it covers the death of Princess Diana. Other storylines include Tony Blair as Prime Minister, the wedding of Prince Edward, the deaths of Princess Margaret and Queen Mother, and Prince William and Kate Middleton's early relationship, rounding it out with another wedding of Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles. I mean, that might sound like I've given the whole plot away, but we all know what happens in the royal family.
I think we may have known that. Yeah, this one was one. I mean, I remember thinking when watching the first five seasons of The Crown, oh my goodness, what are they going to do when it gets to a more modern day? You know, for me, I think that the first five seasons, they were pretty much a period drama. You know, it was historical. It's all been and done. But now we're in events where I remember them happening. I remember where I was when I got the news. So this is a really interesting one to see how it was covered. I've been wondering how they're going to cover this particular period of time for quite a while. Let's have a snippet from the trailer. And just in this, I have to say, oh my goodness, the actress who plays Princess Diana, she has nailed the voice. Here we go, a snippet from the trailer of The Crown Series 6.
I don't really understand how I ended up here. Dashing around. And losing sight of myself in the process. You know, I think that's been the story of my whole life.
I'm afraid, Your Majesty, interest in the princess's private life is unlikely to die down anytime soon.
The cast is absolutely brilliant, but of course the cast has been changing over the seasons as members of the royal family have aged.
Yeah, this is so interesting that they did this because, you know, obviously as they age or as we go back in time when they're young, we're going to see these people, these real life people as, you know, different stages of their life. So they did kind of do that. They matched it with the time. So Claire Foy and Olivia Colman were both cast as young and mid-aged Queen Elizabeth. And then Imelda Staunton, she replaced them as the older queen, and she will continue that in season six. Prince Philip has also had a couple of actors play him over the years, as well as Prince Margaret. Emma Corrin and Elizabeth Debicki have both played Princess Diana. That's who plays Princess Diana in this last one, Elizabeth Debicki. And Gillian Anderson came in to play Margaret Thatcher in season four. It's a real mix of amazing and celebrated Hollywood stars. They've really brought the monarchy to life on screen.
I mean, they're covering an awful lot in this season. As you say, the years between 1997 and 2005, they're the years that I'm particularly familiar with.
Yeah, me too as well. I'm exactly the same as you, Kat. We're the same age. So we've got the same probably memories of where we were when Princess Diana died. So all of that's going to be familiar to us. But there's other things as well that happen in that period. There's the deaths, there's marriages, the new prime minister. But if you're expecting kind of the more present day royal moments to be depicted, you can say goodbye to that. We can assume there's going to be no Princess William and Kate's wedding. There's not going to be covered the Queen's death and no Meghan, no royal baby births. So we're not going to see any future Crown seasons either, because this is the last season. It's absolutely been confirmed. The writer did flip-flop about if he would do a season five or six seasons, but he's confirmed unequivocally there will be no season seven of The Crown.
All right, I'll just be impressed once again by the incredible voice that Elizabeth Debicki has there for Princess Diana. She's Australian.
Yeah, she is. She's an Aussie. And that just proves that we bring such talent over from Australia, don't we?
100%. We wouldn't be without you, Susie. That's The Crown season 6. Let's move on and take a little look at a film that you can watch on Sky Show right now. We covered this one when it was out at the cinema. A little humour for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. You can catch that one on Sky Show now. So after his wife is murdered, Edgar Davis raises his daughter Kira with friend Holger, who is a barbarian. She's been banished from her tribe for marrying an outsider. After Edgar and Holger end up in prison following a heist gone wrong, the two plan to escape in hopes of being reunited with his daughter.
Let's have a snippet from the trailer.
We help the wrong person steal the wrong thing. We didn't mean to unleash the greatest evil the world has ever known. But we're gonna fix it.
So how do we pull that off?
Figure it out over a drink?
Probably best.
You need to...
So this one is coming out this week on the 17th of November. It is on Sky Show and it's got a good cast in it. It's got Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez and Hugh Grant, as well as Bradley Cooper has a small cameo role as well. I mean, he's an Oscar winner. There you go.
Nice. Thank you so much. Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, out now on Sky Show. And we also took a look at season 6 of The Crown. It will be the last season. Susie, thanks so much for covering those two shows for Big Screen, Little Screen. If people would like to get a Sky Show 7-day free trial, you can just jump over to worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome, Kat. See you next week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.